Merci beaucoup, Monsieur le Président. Merci à Africa Rice pour son hospitalité. I move into English to comment with objectives of GRA. It's very easy, understandable. You have the major point: food security, synergy between adaptation and mitigation. This is very important for GRA. Another point is very important for all the member countries. We are speaking of voluntary actions. Nothing is coming from outside. Each country is responsible. Increase cooperation, increase investment in research. I understand this is very, very important for all the DG here. We also want to reduce emissions intensity of agricultural production using all the ways to do it. And we are talking more and more for soil carbon sequestration, but other techniques are also to use. And as Haydn told us before, what our main goal is to go to the farmers and to improve efficiency, productivity, resilience of our systems and the adaptive capacity. So these objectives are the results of a long, long process. Very, very intensive discussion between Brazil, United States, Asian countries, European countries, and yeah, this is a consensus, a very strong consensus, and maybe you can also live with that. Permettez-moi maintenant une petite parenthèse en français. Nous sommes maintenant sur une autre partie où j'aimerais vous présenter plutôt le regard de mon pays, la Suisse, par rapport à GRA. Et je vais très brièvement vous donner quelques commentaires sur GRA et la Suisse. Puis ensuite donner un bref élargissement sur GRA en Afrique. Et quelques aspects aussi par rapport aux alliances et aux réseaux. Tout d'abord, GRA et la Suisse. GRA est le résultat d'un échec. L'échec de la communauté internationale il y a 10 ans, à travers les COP successives, de mettre en place un accord. Nous avons maintenant cet accord, c'est l'accord de Paris, mais au moment où GRA a été initié par la Nouvelle-Zélande, les États-Unis, le Canada, l'Union européenne, la Suisse en faisait partie, il n'y avait pas d'accord de Paris. Et tous les pays qui ont démarré, qui ont fondé GRA, se sont dit « nous devons donner un signal » à la communauté internationale et mobiliser la recherche agronomique parce que le problème du changement climatique est très, très important. Un autre point que je souhaitais mentionner avec vous, c'est jusqu'à présent le faible nombre de pays africains membres de GRA. Et c'est pour ça que je remercie vivement Africa Rice, tous les DG ici présents, le président Alioune Fall, de nous avoir donné la possibilité aujourd'hui d'être présents et de présenter GRE. Le changement climatique est un enjeu mondial, mais pour l'Afrique, il est probablement encore plus important. Et ensemble avec les Pays-Bas, avec le soutien aussi du Japon qui préside le réseau, nous avons organisé en mars de cette année une première tournée au Sénégal et en Côte d'Ivoire qui nous a permis de nous rendre compte que l'intérêt était là. Monsieur le ministre du Sénégal a vraiment donné de très bons signaux, également en Côte d'Ivoire, et ça a été la genèse de la réunion d'aujourd'hui. Quelques mots encore sur les alliances et les réseaux. J'essaye aussi de vous donner quelques arguments dans les discussions que vous ne manquerez pas d'avoir de retour dans vos pays. Des arguments qui vous permettront peut-être de convaincre vos équipes et votre hiérarchie. Les alliances et les réseaux, c'est le nouveau moyen de travailler. C'est la réponse aux enjeux, mais aussi aux potentialités de la digitalisation et d'Internet. C'est comme ça que de plus en plus le monde avance. Et Africa Rice est de ce point de vue-là un excellent exemple. GRE en est un autre et il y en a encore d'autres. Donc nous sommes avec GRE en phase directe avec les nouveaux moyens de communiquer et de fonctionner de la communauté internationale. Et pour un défi global comme le changement climatique, il faut une réponse globale. Et la réponse globale, c'est l'accord de Paris, c'est différentes institutions qui se mettent en place, c'est le Climate Fund, mais c'est aussi des initiatives comme GRE, des initiatives globales, ainsi que le titre de GRE l'indique. Je termine cette brève introduction par deux points. Le premier, ça ne vous a probablement pas échappé, que la semaine passée, on a annoncé que le génome du Mil a été identifié. Le séquençage du Mil, et le Mil est une céréale très très importante pour l'Afrique. Et cette opération vraiment très compliquée, sous la responsabilité de l'IRD, avec une quarantaine de chercheurs impliqués et 10 pays concernés, c'est pour moi un très bon signal, mais aussi le symbole de l'importance des alliances, de l'importance des réseaux. Et le dernier point, alors c'est vraiment à titre tout à fait personnel. Il y a quelques années, j'ai eu le privilège de travailler dans le cadre d'un réseau ouest et centre africain de recherche sur le Mil, Rocafremi, sous la responsabilité de ICRISAT. Et avec ce réseau et 14 pays membres, nous avons vraiment travaillé. J'ai eu le plaisir de rencontrer, de travailler avec des personnalités qui ont vraiment marqué la recherche agronomique africaine, Jacques Diouf, Babacar Ndoye, Niangado au Mali, Roger Zangré par exemple au Burkina Faso, et puis un bon ami, Wendeba, voilà, qui nous a quittés. So, I move now to a national perspective on being a GRE member. What does it mean? Yesterday, all the DGs have a long discussion about contribution to Africa Rice. GRA has no fees. GRA has no annual or start contribution. It's very important for you to know it. But GRA has no resources. The only resources of GRA are in-kind resources coming from your own country and NAS. So this is a specificity for GRA. And in a few minutes, we will have the pleasure to sign, or Senegal will sign, the charter of GRA. And on one side, this is a very important moment for a country to sign the charter. But on the other side, it's not so complicated, because it's a voluntary and easy process to be a member of GRA. A country could be very easily become a member of GRA. What are the activities of GRA? Haydn did present it and will present it in a few minutes. We have four research project, and we have four, and in the future maybe more, and five flagships project. And this is our research activities. This is also our way to go from the NAS to a global view, and also to the farmer. GRA has also two other activities. First, documentation, publication, information, which is very important. We are also talking about personal improvement, capacity building for the different member countries. And it was also presented before, policy improvement according to climate change. So these are the different activities of GRA, but Haydn will present, and also our colleague from Japan will give you some more details. Meetings. You have a very interesting way of meet every 2 years. The DGs meets in Africa Right, and every 2 years the ministers are meeting. For GRA, on one side, the research group meet in principle every year. And on the other side, we have a council meeting where the country representative meet. It means people from the administration, from the Ministry of Agriculture or Science, and also the scientists. We had this meeting 2 weeks ago in Japan, because Japan is the chair of the GRA for 1 year, and next year it will be in Germany, because Germany will chair the network for another year. So meetings are every once a year for the council meeting in the country, in the chair country. Data and publication is also some very sensible points, and Haydn could also give some information about it. We have also a regulation for data to improve the security and to open also the data. So, the main question is, especially for Africa, the resources question. And as I told you, GRA has no resources, but it doesn't mean that there's no way to mobilize other resources. And Haydn could also say something about this. GRA, what does it mean for Switzerland? And do we have some impact in Switzerland with GRA? I see five different impacts. First, on the initiative of GRA, we have done a stock taking. Every research according to climate change in agriculture were listed and communicated. And we have a stock take for GRA in the different member countries. And it's a very huge and very useful databases for the climate change and agriculture. Another point was also that to be a member of GRA means also you need to coordinate a little more the different activities regarding climate change research. So it was really a push to coordinate these activities. Coordination is also to speak to all the people. And with speak, we also had a way to connect, to push dialogue, to improve synergies between the different institutions, between the different scientists. And I'm sure it's the same for Africa Rise. This is also very motivated to be a member of a world alliance for a DG, for a scientist to be part of something like a research project. It boosts my motivation. It boosts the way I want to connect with my colleagues in my country, but also in other countries. We are talking about more than 3,000 scientists who are connected with GRA. It's a huge potential. And another point is also very important for DGs, because you are between scientists and science and politics. And with GRA, we have really one point which make science more visible in the political agenda. Climate change is everywhere. It is a priority for each country and each politician, each minister. And it is very useful, and Alun said in the beginning of the meeting how important this is to have good arguments to do it. So, a last word about added values. And we can see different added values to be a member of GRA. First, we improve the quality of the research. because we could make some research planning together with some colleagues from different countries. We have also with the harmonization of methods and protocols, a way to strengthen the quality of the research. Integrative approach is also a way, as everybody knows now, a way to give new dimensions to scientific activities. And with this internal and international competition, we push the quality. It's clear. A second point is also for you as DG, for your scientist, very, very important and very motivating. GRA use the research, the results of your scientist, of your NAS. So, and it becomes part of an international pool of results and data. And this is very also important. The science must go out of the country, out of the NAS, to become a public good, and with GRA, it's a way to do it. Another point is also with GRA, and in GRA we have the top scientists of the world. We could have an open door to new technologies, to new approaches. And it's, maybe it's a little too ambitious, but it's like a continuous updating process for all the scientists, all the NAS, because you are receiving everything from the different countries, and you are informed about what is working in the different new approaches. Two last points. To be member of alliance like GRA is also an opportunity to be linked with a world community and to be linked with the best scientists and systems. It's not so little to say that, and I must say, this world community is also another answer to this global issue. And last but not least, and the president said also something about this, all the country, or almost all the countries here, are part of the Paris Agreement. And you have to deliver some information about what we name nationally determined contribution. And we have a special flagship project, which name is Inventories, and it could help every country to bring the information according to your part of Paris Agreement. With the harmonization of methods and protocols, you can bring solid data for the Paris Agreement. Last words. I don't see any ethical or political big question. It's quite logical, in my view, to be a member of Africa Rise and to become a member of GRA. It's a logical evolution. It's not something very new and complicated. But as former Senegal President Senghor always did say, every alliance is a donner et recevoir. And the more you produce, the more you give, the more you receive and benefit. So, thanks a lot.